I want to call this board meeting to order. This is our state convention of 2021, held anywhere and everywhere. Thank you all for participating and thank you guys for coming to this board meeting. This will be an abbreviated board meeting. Unlike our 3 to 4 hour sessions, this is going to be an abbreviated board meeting. Hopefully we can get through. All right. So the first thing I would like you to do is I would like you guys to center yourselves in whatever way you need to pray and whatever way you need to center yourselves to acknowledge our God. And in our house, we pray. So I'm going to ask Pam Schnur to bring the to pray with us for a brief minute, and then we're going to move on with the board meeting. Pam, I think she's muted again. Are you muted, Pam? She keeps getting muted. Okay.
Yeah, I keep getting muted. Now it's on, I hope.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it, Pam.
Just you want me to pray? Is that what you
yes,
want?
Please. Yes, please. Open the meeting up with prayer. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight and ask that you would bless us all. And dear Lord, lead us in the way that you would have us to go and touch everyone that is in need tonight, and I graciously ask for your guidance in everything that we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I would like, thank you for that. I would like, let's see, Lee Martin, can you say the Pledge of Allegiance, please, sir? Lee Martin and Tammy, can you get ready for the NFB pledge? So Lee Martin. And if Lee can't get unmuted, yeah, I really would like you guys to stay unmuted, board members, if you can. Tammy, can you do us the pledges, both of them, please?
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
And hopefully I can remember the NFB pledge. I'm really tired. I pledge to participate actively in the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to promote the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.
Thank you very much. Okay. Very good. All right. So this is our annual board meeting of the National Federation of the Blind, our last and final board meeting of this year. This is our fourth board meeting of this calendar year. So I want to introduce to you guys first, before we start conducting the business of the National Federation of the Blind of Indiana, I want to introduce you guys to our national rep. You will be hearing from her all weekend. Some of you have heard from her already. She's been participating thoroughly throughout our convention today. And I just want to thank her for sharing her wisdom and knowledge and the Federation spirit with us. Here is Denise Avant.
Well, hello, fellow Federationists of Indiana. I'm really glad to be back here again with you this weekend. I was here in 2017. I always find your conventions are informative and they're inspiring and they're have Federation enthusiasm throughout the convention. Ron is right. I participated with Lee in his town hall meeting, and I've been in a few of the meetings today, and I'm looking forward to what is going to take place on tomorrow and Sunday. I will be with you all day tomorrow. So you guys have a wonderful convention, and I will be here just listening, and I will mute now, Mr. President, if you'd like.
Excellent. Thank you, Denise, and you may. All right, gang. So we are now going to move into our meeting. And up first, I'm going to ask Diane Graves, our acting secretary, who has been secretary most of this year. And I really appreciate her stepping up and taking that appointed position. Di, can you give us a brief synopsis of the last state board meeting minutes?
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. So on August 18th, 2021, the Secretary and Treasurer's reports were accepted. Our Treasury balance at that time was $13,773.75. Treasurer Micah Baugh advised that our liability insurance had been temporarily canceled, but assured us that the situation was being addressed and that we would have a new plan in place. We then reflected on our national convention. President Brown noted that though our numbers were down a bit from last year, the event was still very successful. He noted that next year we'll be in New Orleans with Houston to follow in 2023. Fundraising reported on a plan to kick off the Hoosier 2020 campaign at the state convention. We discussed and ultimately voted to make it an ongoing effort wherein members would pledge monthly contributions throughout the year. Micah shared her address for those wishing to donate. Get past that there. Everyone is encouraged to invite family and friends to donate as well. Scholarship reported that we would be inviting our 2021 applicants to the state convention, all of whom will be eligible candidates for a state scholarship. We voted to allocate $1,500 for this year's scholarship program. Lee Martin pledged to donate a portion of the funds raised as the result of comments and or reviews from patrons of Newsline service. Comments were to be sent directly to Lee. Newsline reported that we had lost some funding due to the state budget agencies opting to take 15% of the funds previously allocated. After some discussion, the agency ultimately agreed to a cut of 2%. Lee reported that we are working to improve the Newsline website and that we hope to be working with the state library to promote the services now that Laura Williams has assumed the role of supervisor. Chapter development, Tammy Hollingsworth reported that our at-large chapter is off and running under the leadership of Tyler Shirk. Legislation, President Brown reported that we now have bipartisan support in Indiana for the Access Technology Affordability Act. Chris Hollingsworth asked that anyone with ideas for resolution to be introduced at the upcoming state convention to contact him. We discussed Washington seminar and learned that we will be having an in-person seminar this year. Kane Boland and Micah Baugh spoke on the mentorship program and the logistics thereof. More details will be forthcoming. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Lee Martin reported that the efforts of the committee to open discussion were moving forward. All members were encouraged to come to the proverbial table and bring their questions and concerns. We discussed the state convention to be held October 8th through 10th. Tammy Hollingsworth gave us a general overview of the agenda. We discussed some additions. Micah announced that she would be stepping down as our state treasurer and offered to help make the transition to the newly elected treasurer as smooth as possible. President Brown reminded us that all positions are up for election this year. We discussed protocol for the election and an alternative for those who are not able to raise their virtual hands. We voted to allocate a conference line for those unable to raise their hand. We voted to pay Michael Loss a stipend of $100 for his services to the affiliate. And we adjourned that meeting at approximately 9:45. We have had a couple of mini board meetings since that time. And basically, the only business conducted there was a review of an adjustment made to the agenda. And we also mapped out our schedule wherein folks were allowed to attend their worship services on Sunday morning, adjusting the agenda to, we voted to move the election to Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. And that is my report.
Excellent.
Move secretary report be accepted as read.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we accept the secretary's report as given. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Excellent. All opposed. All right. Thank you, Di. Let's move now to our treasurer's report. As reported in the minutes, Michael is stepping down as our treasurer, and she is also not here at this meeting because of her responsibilities with school and family. So she passed the treasurer's report on to our first vice president, Pam Schnurr. And Pam, can you give us an update from Micah?
You want the whole report, Ron, or just the...
Just highlights right now, because we got to give it on Sunday the full treasurer's report. Yeah.
Mr. President?
Michael?
I have Micah sent me a video of doing the treasurer's report.
Okay.
If I can play
excellent.
If you like.
Excellent. Okay. I do.
Great. Give me just a second, sir.
Okay. And while we're waiting on that to get started.
This there is she Michael is. Ball, your current sitting treasurer. I am so sorry that I'm not able to be there with you live, but I wanted to share this video to give you our state treasury report for the year of 2021. So the information here is for the NFB of Indiana State Treasury from January 1 of this year, 2021, up until October 5th of this year, 2021. Our starting balance as of January 1 was $13,342. Our current balance is $17,071.34 with a growth or positive additions of $3,729.34. Our total credits were $4,726.75 with $70 in dues and the rest being in donations. Our total debits this year were relatively low due to COVID and our fiscal responsibility. We did contribute to the PAC plan. We've contributed $315 thus far this year. That's $35 a month for January through September. We had the NFB National Convention Fund contributions. We had $500. That's $125 to each of the four standard funds. That's the White Cane Fund, the Jernigan Fund, the Sun Fund, and the Tenbrook Fund. We did have our state Zoom account expenses of $150. And then we also had one travel reimbursement of $17.14. So again, our current account balance is $17,071.34. We do also have a PayPal account. Our starting balance was $375.74. This account is primarily used for convention registration and any donations. So sometimes the donations don't reflect exactly, or excuse me, the balance doesn't reflect the donations because of PayPal's fees. But the starting balance was $375.74, and our ending balance is $720.74, which means that we got $345 of PayPal donations this year. Thank you all so much for listening to the Treasury Report. Again, I'm so sorry that I can't be there with you, but I am there in spirit, and I look forward to seeing you hopefully all in person next year. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Thanks, Mike. I'm really willing to entertain a motion.
Oh. Move that the treasurer's report be accepted as read.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we accept the treasurer's report as read. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. All opposed. That was great. Okay, thank you. And on Sunday, guys, we'll just hear from Pam and the audit committee verifying all the figures and stuff that Micah has put forth, and any new outstanding business we'll have our first vice or a report on that on Sunday. All right. Okay, so let's now move on to the fun stuff, the reports for the different committees that we have put forth in the state of Indiana. And let's see. So up first, if you guys can we do the Let's do the chapter development report, and then Lee will do Newsline following chapter development, so you guys can get ready and unmute. Chapter development, Tammy?
Yes, sir. So probably the biggest development in chapter development this year has been our at-large chapter, which is definitely off and running. I highly encourage all of you, if you have not attended their meetings are set up not only for people who do not have a chapter to go to, but they're really great for people who do. they have a lot of really great speakers, and Tyler and his team are doing a great job of providing resources and information to people all over the state. And they are growing. They have just a few members now, I think 6 or 7, but it seems like every month they get somebody new. So it's a really enjoyable chapter meeting to attend. It's open to anybody. Of course, you know, when they vote, it's theirs, but they have some great speakers. And so when you see the announcement on the listserv, try to make an hour free on that second Tuesday to go do that. So that's really all that I have at the moment. You know, I'm very hopeful that we will have more area chapters in the future, but I'm really proud to be able to reach out and tell you about that at-large chapter. They're doing great things.
Excellent. Questions, comments for chapter development, anybody? All right, hearing none, we're going to move to the Newsline report. Lee, what you got?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep.
All righty. The National Federation of Blind Newsline Indiana current balance is $27,297.49. We just received the previous installment, which we had to wait for quite a bit of time to get it, but we got it. And at this current time, we are continuing to reach out and do outreach programming through the NFB Newsline show, as well as working with independent living centers throughout the state, and having individuals assist us in finding new programming and new members for the NFB Newsline service. We've been using several O&M instructors, which has been very helpful as they meet new clients that we often don't get a chance to meet. We've also extended an invitation once again to vocational rehab counselors so that they know that we are there, and rebuild the relationship with a lot of their new counselors so that we can have another liaison, so we can get new subscribers as well as potential members. We also have worked on improving our website, and Michael Loft has been working with that. This is part of his duties, and he's been doing a great job with that. As far as our new subscribers that we get, Florence Myers McSwine and myself have been in contact with those new subscribers as we receive them and get them acclimated with the service. And I must say that our national office does a great job as well with William Jacobs there. We also are in the process of outreaching to our Indiana State Teachers Association and our legislature to introduce NFB Newsline into the school systems. This is in its infancy, and we're drafting everything as we pursue this initiative. We've also had the grant program for this year's scholarship committee, and can say that the scholarship committee received the $500 from NFB Newsline to assist them with the scholarships for their students this year. So, Mr. President, at this point in time, this concludes my report.
Excellent, excellent. Questions, comments for Newsline, anybody? All right, thank you, Lee. Thank you. What I'm going to, let's see. I want if Chris Hollingsworth is on, I need him to unmute, and Jane Brown. But first, while they're unmuting, I would like First Vice President Pam Schneider to talk about door prizes for this weekend. And Pam, give us some scenarios about door prizes and how it's going to work.
Okay. All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Figured this mute button out. Now if I can just get the hand to go down. Don't know how to do that without and without making myself mute again. So anyway, we have door prizes. As you may or may not know, we have a lot of money door prizes this year since it's, you know, still working on this COVID thing. So we have some state money. We have some chapter money from Circle City, Northwest, Indy Chapter, Michiana Chapter. And I know you guys really want these door prizes. So when you hear your name, the thing you need to do is raise your hand. And if you have 3 minutes to do this, guys, 3 minutes. And we're going to use a timer. So it's going to be all electronic this year. So you have 3 minutes to call my number, and it is 317, write this number down, 504-5282. So call my number, or just raise your hand. Let me know that you're on the call, and you will get a door prize. Should I call one now, Lauren?
Sure, why not?
All right, hang on, let me see what we got here. Okay, we have a $20 certificate. Well, it's actually $20 in cash. It will be mailed to you. I'm sure they'll put it in a check form, but it's from the Circle City chapter, and the name is Dennis Manning. Dennis, are you here?
So Dennis, if you're on this call, you have 3 minutes to get to claim your door prize.
Tony set that timer.
Uh-oh, they're setting a timer on you, Dennis, so hopefully you're on this call. And if you're not, you're going to have a problem. So let's see here. We're going to now hear from our legislative chair, Chris Hollingsworth, and talk about legislation. All things legislation. Come on, Chris.
All things legislation. Well, we'll try. As you all know, we worked very hard for a couple of years to get the Parents with Disabilities Act passed. We did get it passed. There were some major changes made in the bill before it became law, and I will give a very detailed description of all that later in the convention. I'm scheduled to speak on it. But we did get that passed. We did get a couple of things we wanted, but we didn't get everything we wanted. So tune in later for an update on that. The current legislation that we're looking at on the federal level is HR Bill 4853, which is our Medical Devices Non-Accessibility Act, which, as you know, we've worked with through Washington Seminar, and it is designed to get manufacturers to manufacture these medical devices, whether they be scales or glucometers or blood pressure cuffs or anything that has a digital readout on it. We want them to manufacture that piece of equipment with built-in accessibility so that we can all use those and blind people can use those, because especially since the pandemic has come around, there's more and more home medical care being done on ourselves and on our loved ones. And we need those devices to be accessible so that we can provide the same quality medical care that other people get. And we want those devices to be accessible right out of the box. And that was introduced into the House on July 29th by Representative Schakowsky of Illinois. We currently have 6 co-sponsors on the bill. The only action that the bill has seen is it was sent to the Energy and Commerce Committee for discussion and hearings and that kind of thing. Currently, none of our representatives in Indiana are sponsoring that bill. I have reached out to them to ask them to sponsor the bill, but the more people that we can get to reach out to them and ask them to sponsor the bill, it will help. So reach out to your representative and ask them to sponsor 4853. The other bill on the federal level that we're looking at is HR 431. It's also in the Senate at S212. It's the Accessible the Access Technology Affordability Act, which, as we know, is another one of the issues that we worked on through Washington Seminar, and we've been discussing. It's because of the high cost of technology that makes things accessible for us, and computer accessibility and job accessibility. It's the digital age just continues to grow. And we need that equipment and that accessibility in order to attend school and to get competitive jobs and to be competitive and increase our opportunities in the employment world. What this bill does is that it, in an attempt to offset the high cost of that technology, it provides a $2,000 refundable tax credit over a period of 3 years that we can use to offset the cost of that technology. So if we spend the money on that technology, then we can get a tax credit and get a refund through our taxes to help offset that cost. So we're watching that bill. It was introduced into the House of Representatives by Mike Thompson of California on January 21st, and it went through to the Ways and Means Committee. It currently has 114 co-sponsors, of which Representative Andre Carson from the 7th District here in Indiana is a sponsor. He signed on June 16th. It was introduced into the Senate by Benjamin Cardin from Maryland on February 3rd. Into the Senate, we have 29 sponsors, of which one of is Senator Todd Young from Indiana. He signed on July 15th, and it currently sits in the Finance Committee in the Senate. So those are the things that we're working on at the moment. So reach out to your representatives and your senators and encourage them to support the bills. And that is my report.
You're not coming across on the phone, Ron.
I'm sitting here talking loud and ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't heard nothing. Anyway, so thank you, G. Anyway, I said that we really need to reach out and pull our legislators in. And try to get more sponsors. We got one in the House and one in the Senate. So we really need some help with this, guys. Anybody got any questions, comments for Chris?
Ron, Corey. I don't know if you guys heard, and I talked to Chris about this too, and nothing's been finalized, but I do want to put out there that whenever they do the redistricting, that would be a big focus of what we have to look for, because right now I'm in Victoria Sparks district, and they're thinking about redistricting the whole entire state of Indiana. And when that happens, we'll have to find out who our new congressperson is. So nothing's been finalized yet, but I do want to let everybody know that is on their agenda.
You know what's exciting about that, Corey? You can reach out now to Victoria Sparks, and when they get done gerrymandering, you can reach out to another representative and Correct. Contact two of them. That's an exciting possibility.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. All right. Anybody else? All right. Thanks, Chris. So our door prize team's number is 317-504-5282.
Bam. Well, Ron, we're going to change it and use Tony's since I've got to be on. So it's just going to be one instead of two. So it's 317-504-5281. And Dennis did call in on the nick of time, but what I found out is he called and I didn't show it, just went to voicemail. But Dennis, you won the money. So you will be getting a check from the Circle City for $20.
Excellent. And what's that number again, Pam?
317-504-5281. Write that number down. Okay. 81.
Mr. President?
Yes, who's this?
This is Debbie Morgan. And hi, Debbie. I heard the door prize and I called Dennis.
Well, Dennis needs to take
Dennis
you out for
here.
I have one more question, sir, for whoever. The bills that you talked about. Is that with the Access Technology Act? Is that what you're talking about?
That was one of them. Chris, you want to explain the differences?
Yeah, the one bill is the Access Affordable Technology Act, which provides a $2,000 refundable tax credit that you can take over a period of 3 years to help defray the cost of technology that you need to buy. The other one, which is HR 431. The other one is HR 4853, which is the Medical Devices Accessibility Act, which is trying to get guidelines set up so that the manufacturers of these digital medical devices make them so that they're accessible right out of the box.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I had that right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Excellent, Debbie. And tell Dennis to thank you very much, Debbie. All right. So we are now going to move to fundraising. And Jeannie Brown, what you got? And Diane Graves, you can get ready to unmute too for scholarships.
Hello, NFB family. Good to have all of you at the convention this year. And sorry that it's not in person, but we're going to make the best of this anyway. I want you all to get ready to help build the NFB of Indiana with our Hoosier 20 campaign. And so what you'll do is you will be giving $20 a month, or you can do like Lee Martin did and send us half of your money and then send another payment, or however you want to do it. We appreciate all that you contribute to this organization. And we hope that all of you will get involved in this campaign and that we will really raise some money. And we'll do it this year and next year. And you have until October of 22 to have your money in. So let's see what we can do. And that's what we have for this year. We have not done any other fundraising, but I am certainly hoping that we will be able to, do something really big next year, if COVID permits.
All righty. Any questions, comments for fundraising? Lee?
Yes, President Brown.
Okay, Lee.
Yes, yes. After our previous state board meeting, we talked about the Hoosier 20. And I went ahead and received Ms. Treasurer's Cash App information. And I went ahead and put in my half a year for $120. I didn't hear it reflected in the report. It may have been an oversight, but and I did not hear anything back from her about that. So I just wanted to put that on record at our convention, at this meeting, so that it'll be duly noted. And perhaps it's just an oversight. But I did make my first half a year contribution to that.
And I greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And if someone has the information to send in the payments for this campaign, can we please have that information given sometime during this convention?
Yeah, I think that what we're going to do, I know Micah's not running again this year. However, I think what we'll do is basically she has asked Pam Schnur to step in her place until elections is over. So if you guys want to send your monies in to our first vice president, please feel free to do so. Pam, do you guys have Cash App or do you have?
We have Venmo and we have PayPal.
Venmo and PayPal.
Right.
So we can probably put your information up in the chat if you don't mind. People want to donate, but we can get that done. we don't want to turn down anything. So we want people to be able to give when they feel the need to give, because, you know, somebody with deep pockets like Lee Martin, he might want to just reach in his left pocket and pull out 500 and then reach in his right and pull out another five.
Wow.
We just never know when the need fits you. Anyhow,
Mr. President, also, I wanted to say, for those who do not have access to Venmo or any of the other ways of submitting your donation, feel free to write a check, and you can send that check to Pam Schnur, and that way we will get your money for sure that way as well.
Absolutely. Mr. We President. Still take money the old-fashioned way. That is true.
Yes.
Who was that, Tammy?
Hollingsworth. Yep. I just wanted to just interject. I think, and I was going to check, but I wasn't able to. I think on the NFB of Indiana website, there's a button to donate. And I think it allows you to set up a monthly donation on that. And it goes right into the NFB of Indiana PayPal. So okay. I'm not 100% sure about that. I was going to look at it, and for some reason, I'm not able to look. So technology. But anyway, so just be aware that that should be there on the NFBI website.
I believe you are right, Tammy. Thank you. And I think we can get Michael Loft to expound on that in a few minutes if he can, take a look at that and see. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Any other questions, comments for Gene Brown?
Gene Brown, Corey.
Yes.
I'm going to send my spotlight money via PayPal or the website, if you don't mind.
That's fine. Okay. Just please make a note of what it's for. Just put sponsorship. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. Anybody else? Okay. Let's move on to scholarship report. Di, what you got?
Okay. We have four candidates. Four scholarship applicants attending this year, and we're very excited about that. What I'm going to do is take a moment and have each of them introduce themselves and let you know a little bit about, just, you know, 30 seconds or so, a little bit about who they are and what their majors are. So I'm going to let them do that, and let's start is Donna Williams is here. Can she unmute herself, or do you need to unmute her, Michael?
I don't see Donna unless she's on the phone. I do see the other two ladies, and I have one video, pre-recorded video, because he was traveling today.
Right. Yeah, one of our applicants couldn't be with us because for the board meeting because he's on his way home for fall break. So he's traveling, but he'll be with us tomorrow. And so... do you have that video ready, Michael? We can go ahead and show that.
Why don't we go ahead, do the ladies, Kristen and Katie, do them, and I'll have the video ready.
Yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and start with Katie. Katie, can you unmute and tell us about yourself?
Yes, I can. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie Severe. I'm originally from the Indianapolis area, but I am attending Harvard University here in Cambridge, Massachusetts right now. I'm studying psychology with a minor either in education studies or neuroscience, and I hope to eventually go into researching better and more efficient ways of teaching both people with disabilities and then people without disabilities, you know, just to make the education system more accessible, universal, and just more efficient overall for people. And then another big part of my life is I am writing for the Harvard School Magazine, which is called the Harvard Crimson. And it is the oldest collegiate newspaper in the country. So I'm super grateful to be able to write for them. And I showcase people's stories and do a lot of profiles of people and a lot of profiles of events going on. And that's been really exciting. So, yeah, I'm happy to be here. And thank you, guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Katie. We're so excited to have you. Let's go ahead with Kristen. Before we do that, Donna, if you are here, please raise your hand. If we may have your, you know, you by phone number. So if you're here, go ahead and raise your hand. But let's go ahead with Kristen.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Kristen Miranda Wilder. I am from Fort Wayne, Indiana. However, I'm currently in Bloomington, Indiana, because I am attending Indiana University. My major is political science. And with that degree, I hope to either become a lawyer, an advocate, or a political scientist who does research, basically. And with my advocacy, I am a very opinionated person. And when I see systems that I don't think are fair for everyone, I feel the need to speak up about it. And I hope one day I will be able to do that for the blind community, because in a lot of professions, we are not represented and we don't receive the correct accommodations as we should. But I mean, other than that, I am beyond happy to be attending this convention. And yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Kristen. We're excited to have you as well. So Michael, are you ready with Jack?
Hello, everyone. My name is Jack Falachek. I am a junior at Ball State University studying computer information systems, hoping to one day be a web designer, accessibility tester, or a little bit of both. It is very good to be back with you virtually at the NFB convention for the third year in a row, and I'm honored to once again be in the running for a scholarship. Thank you, everyone, and have a great night.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. There is Jack. Do we have a raised hand from Donna yet? Do you see any raised hands out there?
And to raise your hand, Donna, if you're listening, if you're on the phone, it's *9 to raise your hand. *9.
Right.
Somebody raised their hand.
Did they?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, Michael probably would have to find out who it is. But somebody
I
did.
I think that is Donna. I remember that number from last night.
Okay.
Donna, let me...
Okay, Donna, to unmute is *6. *6 on the phone, Donna.
*6.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. Yes. Excellent.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you. This is Donna Williams, and I am a returning student. I had lost my sight in my 30s, so I'm a returning student. I was in school at the time that I lost my sight for my bachelor's in nursing, and I took a hiatus for the last 14 years to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm graciously thankful and humbled to be able to return to school. I am going to the University of Indianapolis. This is my second semester. My original study was psychology. I am now leaning towards my master's in social work with a minor in psychology. I would really like to give back and help those and be a voice to others. And it's very important to me, knowing what I know now, losing my sight and where I've been, where I am today. And I am blessed to be in the position I'm in with the balance of losing my sight and then having sight returned through surgeries and other medical ways they've done it in the years I've lost my sight. And I am still legally blind, but I also was awarded last semester, my first semester back, a scholarship for my academic achievements due to the fact that I was on the honor roll, and I'm thrilled because I've worked hard. And again, I'm humbled to be back in school. And I guess at my age, I appreciate school a lot differently on top of it. And then with my disability, I feel even more like I'm challenged, but I like the challenge. Like, I appreciate the challenge and I want to give back and continue to grow. And also, I have a son, my only child in college. So it's also motivated him to work even more harder to now be on the National Honor Society because of me. He doesn't want his mom to be have a better GPA than him. So that's it's a dual process here. So it's a great thing. And lastly, with the NFB, I can't thank Ron Brown enough for his support recently with my issues where I live and my condos and parking that I had. And Ron reassured me that I'm my own advocate, and I certainly took that and ran with it. And the controversy where I live, it panned out to be in my best interest that I got what I needed, and I appreciated that as well. So, again, I appreciate being in this position and being humbled that you would even consider me and to be able to pursue my education after losing my sight, coming back after all these years and growing in my education, but let alone where I am with my vision and my future. So I thank everyone for hearing this, and the other candidates are so impressive, and I just appreciate hearing everybody's journey and story. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much for that, Donna. We're excited to have you back with us again. As you can all see, it's going to be a really tough call. So thank you to all of our scholarship applicants. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to Dean Blind team for their donation, because we're going to need it. So I think that's all I have.
Excellent. Thanks, Di. So we got an outstanding scholarship class this year, and thank you guys for participating in our state convention. And most importantly, we know that the financial gift that we give to you is very important, but the biggest gift we can give to you is a gift from our organization to you, and that you be a part of the National Federation of the Blind. It is one of the gifts that will, believe me, keep on giving. And if you stay around and stay in the organization, you'll see that come true. So thank you, guys. All right. Let's see. What's that phone number, Pam? What's that phone number?
It is 317-504-5281. All right. You ready for this door prize?
Yes, we are.
All right. This is $25 from the Northwest Chapter. The name is Gretchen Brown. She related to you, Ron?
No. She's probably a sister from another mother. I don't know.
All right. Well, Gretchen, the timer is started. Tony, start that timer. 3 minutes.
All right, Gretchen, if you're listening, come and get this money. We need it. I mean, you need it, and we want to give it away. All right. Let's see. Up next, let's hear from Pack Plan. Is Chris Meyer on? And Christopher, if you are on, please unmute. And let's see. I'm here. There he is. Okay. Christopher, you want to give us a Pack Plan update?
Sure can. Happy to. Hey y'all, Pac-Man Indiana edition here. I am glad to give an update. Another quarter passed, and Indiana's hanging tight. We last report I got, we were cruising in 27th place in terms of how they rank the pack plan. This time around, we, like a number of affiliates, have seen a bit of a dip in our giving, and we are now at 29th place. So we're better than where we started. When I started helping with this about a year and 3 months ago, I think we were in we were in 33rd place. So we are, we've slid back a little bit, but that is okay. We have 22 donors, including the state affiliate and two chapters here in Indianapolis, where I'm calling from. We are giving about $461 a month. A little info on the PAC plan. It used to be called the pre-authorized check program. Now it's the, why am I blanking?
Pre-authorized contribution plan.
Something like that. Thanks, Ron. Rachel was in the And, it's goes toward the general fund for the National Center. It's a way that we can participate and give back in ways for how the Federation has given to us. We last had 25. I think we might have gone a little bit above that, even more than 25 donors. So for y'all who might not be able to give right now, that's understandable. It's a hard season for some financially. for those who may have just switched debit cards or payment information and haven't gotten the new card info online, go ahead and do that if you can. That's me included. Information you want to know is to give online. You can go to nfb.org/PAC or PAC. You can email PAC@nfb.org. You can also call the National Center. It's that same phone number you hear on every presidential report, 410-659-9314, extension 2622. You can leave a voicemail there and ask for a callback. Don't leave your payment information on the voicemail. You just want to leave your name and number and ask for a callback, and they will take your payment information when they call you back. Happy to provide any info to anyone. I'll just throw out my phone number and see if anybody has questions. Go ahead and call or text. My number is 765-480-2978. I have helped one or two people before, taking down their information. Usually it's a very quick process, especially the online. Again, that website is nfb.org/PAC. Thanks, and happy giving, and proud of you guys for how we're building the Federation.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Anybody got any questions or comments for the Pac-Man? All righty.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. And we will be in touch. You guys, this is our national way of funding our movement. All of these cases that we hear about, a lot of time, they have to be paid for. You know, we've helped people all over the country. So you never know when you're going to need the Federation. We'll be there for you. So in turn, be there for us and give to the PAC plan, please. All right. Let's see. Florence, are you on? Are you unmuted? I believe for membership, I need you to give us an update on membership, the onboarding process, where we are. And you can even, if you got these numbers, Flo, you can tell us how many we got for this convention. If you need some help from Mike or somebody, that's fine.
Okay. Oh, all right. Good evening, everybody. Now, with the membership, it looks like we're doing good, actually. We're holding. As far as the membership, I have sent a copy of all active members to Michael Loft. And I've only given him the members that are active in the Federation as up to the date of yesterday. So it looks like we're at 105. I think Michael has said 111. I'm not sure where that number came from. However, I'm counting 105. And with the membership and what's going on with the onboarding, I would like for the affiliate to know that the registration, as far as people who are in the their chapters designating someone to add new members on, now that registration, I want to call it, it's like a facelift. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to do that now. And I'm happy about that. And I believe everyone else would be happy about that as well. So, you know, mine is very short and sweet. But as far as the members, we're doing really good. And I'm so happy about the at-large chapter as well. And what Tammy Hollingsworth is doing with the chapter development. And that basically is my report.
Thank you, Flo. Okay. Anybody got any questions, comments to Florence? All right. I believe that concludes our committee reports. And now we'll move to...
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Abby? Is that Abby?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Abby. It is. Sarah Meyer had her hand raised, and then it, I didn't see if she put it down or not, but
okay.
You had called real quick.
Ask so I was, for questions, yeah. Sarah?
Okay, so I wasn't sure she had a question, or so thank you, sir.
Absolutely, thank
you. Yes, hi everyone, thank you so much. Thanks, Abby, and thanks, President Brown. I had a question regarding membership. How do I know if I'm being counted as a member, and what do I do if I have not received my membership coin?
Okay. Now, if you have not received your membership packet, then if you will, since you have not received it, now I do know, but if you let me know, then I can contact Catherine and find out what's going on with the membership packet and your coin. But if you would let the person who's designated in your chapter know, and they let me know, then I can contact Catherine and see what's going on with that. Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Sarah.
All right. Any other questions for any of the reports before we move on?
Mr. President,
this
is Debbie in Lafayette.
Yeah, you guys say your name, and then because I know who I am, say your name. So because I don't know who you are, sometimes I'd appreciate it. Okay,
Mr. President,
Debbie.
I was supposed to have gotten a membership packet. I thought a long time ago, and I've never gotten one. But it could be our mail. We have horrible mail service, but I don't know.
We'll take a look at that. Go ahead, Florin.
Well, Deborah, now what chapter are you a member of?
Lafayette.
Okay. Now, I spoke with, let's see.
Warren?
Dennis.
Dennis? I've spoken with Dennis, but I've also spoken with Kelly, because basically Kelly's the treasurer. And
right.
She had sent the monies in recently. As far as the membership packets, now Dennis had sent information in. I had also sent the information in, and I was not aware until just this week that a couple of the members had not received their packet. You are correct. You should have received it. The way that they were doing it prior to COVID was they were sending the coins to the chapter presidents, but because of COVID, that has changed. So I'm not aware until someone lets me know that they have not received it. And if someone, whoever the person is in charge now, I believe it's, it's not Kelly. It's whoever.
Catherine Webster.
Well, in the chapter.
In our chapter, it's chapter. Warren. Yes. It's yes. Warren Boland. Warren
okay.
Boland is a membership.
Once they let me know, then I can contact Catherine and find out what's going on with the members who have not received their coins and their packets.
Okay. Like I say, it could be our mail. So anyway, I just thought you should know.
All right. Thank you for telling me.
Excellent. Any other questions? All right. We're going to move on to old or ongoing business. Any old business? Is there any old business? Any new business? So we need to talk about Washington Seminar. So the Washington Seminar, as you all know, will be coming up at the turn of the year, probably the first week in February, if I'm not mistaken. And we talked about the Washington Seminar being in person this time around. Well, we are still working on that. So it's still a work in progress, you guys. And so I wouldn't be booking my tickets just yet. And you can hold me to that because if you book them now, I'll get you to you in a second, Denise. It may be that we change our attitude about that, so that you guys may be able to, we may have an in-person or we may not. The jury is still out on that. And if Denise has any more news or update on that, then please let us know. I'm going to let Denise go first, and then we'll catch Chris. Go, Denise.
Well, the only thing that I had for you is I spoke with John Perret recently, and he does say that the Washington Seminar, regardless of whether it's virtual or in person, will begin on February 7th. That's a Monday, which is our usual time, and it'll go through that Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's the week that it will start, so people can at least block their calendars for no matter how we're going to do it.
Excellent. And that is true. You guys know that we are going to have a Washington Seminar, whether it be in person or not, it's going to happen. So we just, and Denise is absolutely right. If you want to block that time off in your schedules, that would be great. I wouldn't book no tickets just yet, but block that time off in your schedules, if you will. And I think Chris Hollingsworth had his hand up. Chris?
I did have my hand up. If you're interested in participating in that, the sooner you let me know and let me know who your representatives are, then the sooner we can start blocking out maybe what groups you're going to be in. If we're doing it virtually, then we'll set you up in virtual meetings. If we're going in person, then we'll put you in groups to send you out and about and get you all scheduled to meet up with your appointed representatives. I encourage you to participate. It's not only a good time, but it's also a very educational experience, no matter whether it's virtual or in person. Hopefully it'll be in person this year. And the other thing I need to tell you, Ron, is I may be out of town for at least part of it because I'm scheduled to be on vacation that first week, but hopefully we'll have everything set up so that it'll go off without a hitch, even if I'm not available.
All righty. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll start working on it after this convention. We'll start working on, and we will have more information by the national board meeting, guys. Denise and I both will have something to bring back to our affiliates one way or the other. Okay. So is there any more comments or questions about the Washington seminar? It will happen. It may not happen in person, but it will happen. And if any of you are interested in joining our legislative team, please feel free to let Chris know, because we need people to go to Washington, and I'm talking virtually as well. We need bodies. And it's really, really actually next to our national convention, our biggest in-person gathering that we have. We've been known to bring 500 people to the Capitol Hill and march in Capitol Hill. One of the things that had came up, though, is some of the legislators are not seeing people in person. So that's one of the holdups right now. That may change in a couple of months, but they're not wanting crowds of people to gather into those little offices. So, you know, we'll go with what we have to, and we'll do what we have to do to get our legislative efforts and issues heard. All right. Anything else?
Ron, this is Corey.
Corey?
Do you have an idea of what bills they're going to be talking about, or do you know anything about the bills yet?
No, Corey, but I can assure you of what Chris talked about tonight. The access technology bill will probably be one, and the medical device bill will probably be the others. Now, if there's any others they have not said, our agenda's not out yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions? All right. We have elections this year. And in our elections, all positions are available. As we've been saying for the last three board meetings, all positions are available. We did not have elections last year, and thinking that we may have an in-person convention this year and be able to vote in person. That did not happen. So we are going to hold elections this year. All officer positions are available. And all board positions are available, even the two off-year board positions. The officers and board that is available and holding those seats now are Ron Brown, president, Pam Schnur, vice president, second vice president, Lee Martin, treasurer, Diane Graves, she's the interim secretary, and treasurer is Michael Ball, and she will be stepping down. And then we have Corey Wills, and we have Karen Hamrick as the two even year board positions. The off year board positions are held by Florence McSwine and Tammy Hollingsworth. So those are the incumbent officers and board members now. We will have our elections on Sunday at 2:00. We will have our elections on Sunday at 2:00. So you guys be mindful of who you want to vote for to help move this affiliate forward, because we have a great team. And I think that we can do even greater things. I understand that Micah Ball is not running for treasurer, so she'll be stepping down. I understand that our first vice president, Pam Schnur, will be stepping down. I understand that Karen Hamrick is not seeking re-election. So those will be stepping down, and I'm announcing as well that I will be stepping down. So having said that, all of those positions are open for election. Be thinking about them. I'm not going anywhere. As a matter of fact, I'm open to running for another seat, but I am going to step down as president. I think it's time. I think that everybody in here believes and trusts in the organization and will put the best person for the job in the seat. I've been president in this state affiliate for 26 years. I've been on the national board for 20 years. I've held leadership positions forever. Pam been my right hand forever, 26 years, first vice president. And a leader in this affiliate, she reminded me that, Ron, we got on the board of directors for the state in the early 80s. So technically, we've been in leadership almost 40 years, 36 plus. So, yes, we didn't do it because of the accolades. We did it because of the love of the organization. Pam once told me that if you do something because it's your passion, then you'll love what you do. I agree with that wholeheartedly. So we did it because it was our passion and the love for the organization. And that will continue to happen as far as I'm concerned. I also want to let you guys know that tomorrow's agenda, jam-packed. We got some excellent presentations coming out tomorrow, so you won't want to miss it. And we're going to drop the gavel at 9 a.m. sharp. So all of you all who have want to get some rest early, do that, but stick around because we have more coming up in this tonight's agenda, and you won't want to miss that as well. It'll be fun. It won't be this boring stuff that I'm talking about. Okay, so you guys, if there is no more business for this organization, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
You want a door prize first?
Well, why not? Madam Door Prize person, we need a door prize.
I think so too. How about we make it a big one this time? $50 for the state of Indiana. And that would go to Sam White.
Sam White.
Sam, all right, you have Sam. 3 minutes to call me.
If you're it's listening, Sam, number, yeah. give that number out, Pam. You gotta give
here
it out
is. 317-504-5281 or raise your hand. Either way. Tony, start that timer.
Mr. President, Hollingsworth.
Hollingsworth, Tammy.
I know you did a little invite, but I want to do it again and a little differently. Okay, so what you got to do is you got to get off this meeting. Well, you don't have to leave. Don't disconnect. You don't have to do that. But go get yourself a snack and a beverage and then come and join us. We're going to have a little fun getting to know each other. It's very much audience participation. It's going to give you an opportunity to practice unmuting and raising your hand and all that good stuff that you're going to need on Sunday for the elections. And so come and join us in a few minutes. And speaking of the elections, I do want to just share one thing that you all could do to help us a lot. Those of us on the tech team, well, first, let me thank the tech team. Michael Loff has been amazing. My definite right-hand man. I just can't even believe what he does. And then Abby Fleener and Chris Hollingsworth. And we've all been just behind the scenes doing a lot that keeps the things flowing. And today has been just flawless. It was so good as far as the technical part of it. But one thing that will help us a lot is if you guys can go into your Zoom app or your Zoom on your computer and name yourself. Give yourself a name. I don't know how to tell you exactly how to do that, but you can figure it out if you're able. If you can't, that's okay. If you're calling in on a phone, that's okay. But on Sunday, everyone who is in the elections will have to have a name on their phone number so that we know who's voting. So if you can just help us by naming yourself ahead of time, that's less we have to do. And thank you so much.
Lee. Okay. Anybody? All right. So everybody up for some fun tonight. It's Lee with a question.
Yes. With that just announced, my question is, and Michael could probably answer this. Okay, we have people that we call in and they are put into the Zoom meeting. They don't have the capability or they don't have the technology to rename themselves.
Yeah.
And if they've been, that's one of the reasons we have that particular platform for them to be able to be called and answer their phone and they're in the Zoom meeting. Now, yes. Will their names be appeared or will they appear as their themselves or how would that be initiated so that they can vote?
Yes, Lee, those are the easy ones because when they're called, their names are added. So it's other people that call in on the phone that just show up as their phone number. But folks on the iPhone, you can go in and make sure that you properly name yourself and be mindful that you have to backspace to remove what you had there before or it just adds to it. That's why we have some people with names that are 80 characters. So, but people that we call will automatically be named.
Right. Just to add to that, those ones that are being called in will have they'll have a way to vote because we'll know who they are and we can do a voice vote for them if they need it. So
it'll absolutely. Be, so
got
so
them
final,
covered.
Final analysis to the voting issues is this: anybody that cannot rename themselves or don't have the capability or aptitude to do so. If you are a paid member in this organization, you still will be allowed to vote. If you have to say, hey, I'm under phone number such and such and such and such, unmute, and you can do so. We will not allow anybody to be able to vote just because they can't rename themselves. However, it's easier for the tech team. I appreciate that. But again, as the president of this organization, we have to allow all members, whether you can rename yourself or not, participate in the election.
Mr. President,
it's their constitutional right.
Mr. President, I just want to point out that what we'll have to do, and it may take us a few minutes in the beginning, or ask people to check in early, calling in on the phone, is to be fair, we will have to ask each number who they are so that they can be renamed before we start.
Absolutely. You see, one of the things that happened is, sometimes the F in NFB is flexible and we will be that until we get the job done. And we will be on the phone until we get the job done. So you guys be mindful of that. I was flexible enough to say to the board and called a special board meeting to say to all of you, let's change our morning session so that we can allow those who want to participate in their own services do that. But I'm flexible to do all of that. I do what this affiliate asks of us to do. I work on behalf of this affiliate. And my job is to make sure that everybody participates in the process. And whatever we have to do, and as long as it takes, we have to do it, we're going to do it.
So with that,
who was that?
Mr. President, Craig McFarland.
Craig, how are you,
Tennessee,
buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
It's too late for this suggestion, but in the future, hopefully we won't have to have another virtual convention. We just had our convention 2 weeks ago. And what we did is that when we had everybody register, we had their names down. And so when they called a vote on the floor, and we had to do this, and Anil can tell you this, when somebody called another name from the floor after they did a nomination, they had to do a roll call. And in the future, just to keep that as a suggestion, just read them off of the registration list. That clears up the situation between those who are either on Zoom or who are doing it on the phone. You can't do it now, but hopefully next time you won't have to use it. But that's just a suggestion. We did it as a roll call vote. We hated to do it, but we had to do it. It worked out.
Thanks, Craig. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Any
Mr.
other
President,
suggestions?
Diane. Yes. I just want to expand on what Michael has said, and maybe we can ask those, who realize that they are going to have that problem, who will just have a number and need to be renamed, to maybe make sure they call in like 15 minutes early on Sunday so that, we can get that taken care of before the election starts.
Good idea. 2:00 is our election, so you guys be mindful of that. The room will be open when, Mike?
I'm going to open it no later than probably before, but definitely by 1:30. So anyone 1:30. On the phone, please go ahead and please call in early so we can get you renamed, ask you who you are and get you renamed, and it'll help the process move along.
Excellent. Excellent. All righty. Any other business?
One more thing, Mr. President. This is Florence. And hey, Florence. Yes. And as I mentioned, what I the list that Michael has is the list for all members who are current paid members. And I actually called each president to make sure that who all were paid members in their chapters. So I'm hoping that is everyone. Is everyone in every chapter? Because that's the information that I receive from every chapter here in Indiana. So, and that's as current as yesterday.
All right.
Yeah, Mr. President, I reviewed it. The only discrepancy, I found two members in at large that were not on the list. But other than that, so I think my tally was 107. But we do have a name for every person who is in good standing and eligible to vote. So.
Excellent.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Any other business?
Well,
any other
Mr. President,
comments, questions?
We didn't give that $50 away.
Well, 3 minutes is up, huh?
It definitely is. That 3 minutes is way past due. But we have another name. One more time, okay?
All right, let's do it.
We got 3 minutes, and the name is Scott Gears.
Scott who? Garish?
Gears. I say his name wrong all the time.
Oh, really?
G-A-R-E-S.
R. Scott?
R. Scott.
Scott Gears. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought his last name was Garish all this time. Wow.
G-E-R-E-S, however you pronounce that. Garris, I thought. Garris.
Okay. Garris. Okay.
Scott, you
know. Okay, Scotty. If you're on the call, Scotty, you need to be calling Pam. What's that number,
Pam? Raise your hand. 317-504-5281. And you have 3 minutes. Start that timer, Tony.
Just started.
Okay.
Well, I wonder if we should just adjourn this meeting and let it go with that 50. Maybe we'll hold it for tomorrow if no one gets it, if he doesn't call in.
That's true. We could hold it till tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to start our convention off at 9 with a big door prize as well.
Maybe
you guys.
Both of those together, Mr. President.
That
would really be good.
So anybody's not in the room and listening is going to miss out. All right.
Move for adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved to second. All in favor?
All in favor.
Yeah. All in favor. Yeah. All that.
Aye.
All right. Good night, guys. Let's have some fun.